And as Danny concluded there, this beamline enables scientists to visualise how drugs are binding to certain proteins found in our bodies, such as membrane proteins. And this is what Dr. Simone Viand from Imperial College London has been doing. More specifically, she's been investigating the binding of antihistamines in our bodies.
Yes, so I work on different proteins, which are all membrane proteins. And the latest result is the histamine receptor. And the histamine H1 receptor is a protein which is specifically recognizing histamine. And histamine is a compound that is involved in our local immune response. So as part of our immune response to foreign objects, such like pollen or pet hair or whatever, food, for instance, histamine is produced in our body. Now, binding to the H1 receptor, histamine is able to trigger the inflammation response associated with the allergic reaction, such as hay fever, food and pet allergies.
So you were looking at the histamine H1 receptor. So whereabouts is this particular receptor found? And so what cells is it found on and what role does it play?
The receptor is found in all sorts of tissues, in the human tissues and, well, mammalian tissues, essentially. So the histamine is actually a substance which is produced by our body. And we also have the receptor recognizing this histamine in our body. So in principle, an allergy is basically a hypersensitivity of our immune system.
And so things like hay fever, and I guess even just what allergies to particular things in the environment, that causes histamine production, which then comes and binds to this receptor. Is that right?
Exactly.
And so I guess you've been looking at the structure, though, of the actual receptor. And what, why, say, is it important to know this structure? And what was, I guess, known about it before? And what have you now been able to see that's new?
It was not a lot known before about this receptor. Well, in biochemical terms, yes, but not how it looks like exactly. And for us, it was really important to have a very high-resolution picture of how this protein, this receptor, looks like. And especially what we show is this receptor binding an antihistaminic drug to it. What we actually could show is a high-resolution picture of this complex. And what it means essentially is that now the pharma companies can produce a highly specific drug which is treating or getting rid of the allergy symptoms, which has no side effects. Because drugs so far against allergies, they have a lot of side effects. These drugs are not really specific against only this receptor. For instance, heart receptors, receptors or proteins in the heart, which like the potassium channel, and therefore we can have problems with the heart like arrhythmia or dry mouth, drowsiness, sickness, all these kind of things.
So how do current, say, antihistamines work then? Do they bind to this histamine receptor and therefore just stop histamine binding to it?
Exactly. That is what happens. So the antihistaminic drugs, they bind to the receptor and block it from histamine binding to it.
Knowing then the structure of the receptor, how could you make then or potentially think about designing a drug that would perhaps attach to this receptor better? What can you now do knowing this structure? And knowing what happens when the antihistamines bind?
Yes, because we have really the atomic detail of how this structure, the binding site, the active site of this protein reacting with histamine or drug molecules, how it looks like in the smallest detail, in atomic detail, the pharma industry can really specifically design a drug which is only binding to this receptor. We could really see the interactions, the specific interactions of the drug molecule, doxepine, which is an antihistaminic drug available on the market. And by comparing this protein, this receptor, with other receptors of known structure, we then can also see what are the differences, what is important in this environment for the selectivity of the drug molecules, etc.
So you've been able to see, I guess, how antihistamines bind to the receptor. What would the next steps be to try and make a better drug or to think about designing a better, more targeted drug?
For body finding a more, a highly selective drug, really, it is now over to the pharma companies. But what they will probably do is design a whole library of drugs which is only interacting with the residues of the active site of this receptor, then screen it probably in animal models to see, is it highly specific? Does it interact with other receptors, with other proteins? Do side effects still occur or not? And make it really specific enough and reduce it. For me or for us, one of the next steps will probably be just to see and how different antihistaminic drugs which are available on the market bind to this receptor, to see what are the interactions there, what is the difference to the drug which is found currently, and are there some interactions which we didn't see so far? Are there more interactions or less interactions? All these differences, they make have a big influence on designing a highly selective drug against allergies.
Simone Vaillant from Imperial College London.